Proverbs 15:7 says, "The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so." We spent a couple of devotionals discussing the lips of the wise dispersing knowledge in practical terms, because it's important for us to understand that the knowledge spoken of here is truth that is conformable to God's Word, whether it's a direct quotation from the Bible or truth given in the form of an illustration, practical application, or a biblically sound opinion. There is such a thing as knowledge that is not directly derived from God's Word. So someone will say, "Well, I had a great teacher who dispersed knowledge in the form of the subject of the textbook and curriculum, but he was a downright fool in the way that he lived his life and things he said and did outside of the classroom." And that's true. But note that our proverb doesn't say that a fool will never say something that is true or even something that could be considered wise. That is another example of the rule of the exception. The exception proves the rule. The fool might utter something that is true at some point, but the key is what the fool says when he speaks from the heart. Listen to the end of our proverb again, "But the heart of the foolish doeth not so." One of the most foolish people I ever knew destroyed her life and died young, but on a number of occasions, I heard her give people good advice. But it was advice that she didn't follow in her own life. Why is that? Because she was repeating things that others had told her, and she knew that it was good advice. But her heart was given to foolishness, and so she didn't actually follow the good advice. I've seen smokers standing with a lit cigarette telling others that they shouldn't smoke. That's good advice. But the fool just keeps sucking on those cigarettes, committing slow suicide. And all of us can be foolish like that at times. I've been given great advice regarding healthy food choices, vitamin supplements, and other diet and exercise information by people whose own habits are simply killing them slowly. That's why we emphasize getting God's Word right, and at least not being foolish on matters of which God has spoken. Read it, study it, meditate on it, and memorize it, so that it gets into your heart, as Psalm 119 verse 11 says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." None of us are wise unless or until we fill our hearts with God's word and purposely, intentionally submit to the truth found in God's words. When speaking to the children of Israel, after Moses had laid out the commandments of God and instructed parents to teach their children throughout the day, every day, in the law of God, he said this in Deuteronomy 30, verse 14, "But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it." The mark of a wise man isn't that he has some level of wisdom in and of himself, but that the wise man hungers for God's word and God's truth and God's knowledge, and he lets it take root in his heart, and then he speaks with the knowledge of God. It can almost seem to flow naturally, but the wise man will not only speak with knowledge, but will always humbly give God credit and give God the glory as the source for all true wisdom. The foolish are not so. They just blab their own opinions, and even when they say something that is true, they want the credit and the glory for it. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. If you find yourself being foolish, you know you can change that. It's as simple as turning to God's Word and submitting to the truths found in our King James Bible on a daily basis. We make these devotionals just as a way to try to help everyone do that. Moment by moment, pray that the Lord would be your guide and your source for knowledge. And make your prayers in Jesus' name and for His glory. It's all about the heart. What are you filling your heart with? And from your heart will proceed wisdom, when you fill your heart with God's Word.